This is part two of this podcast.
I had a R&B event one time, yeah. And then it finished at 11 and we were all walking out.
That's the first time I heard
and
about
the crowd, yeah, the crowd went from like the R&B crowd to just like pure
buff team.
Black girls looking mad.
One book, like, God,
I said, I'm looking, I'm like, wait, you weren't in R&B. They're like, no, we're going Eden. I said, where's Eden,
that's the first thing I heard about. I'm
bro,
driving
there
the car.
Was about 10 girls, all black women, yeah, in dresses.
All
like,
of them.
I've never, all of them.
It's a mature,
said,
it's a mature girl thing as well, you know.
Proper women. I was like, bro, where are you going?
Eden.
I've been there. I still ain't been yet. I've been, but not on a Thursday. Cannon Town.
Yeah, but this one's in Greenwich, though.
Greenwich is calm, though. Cannon Town's a bit.
That's not far from Greenwich.
Cannon Town might as well be Canary Wharf at that point.
Yeah, it's not far, though, is it? Through the tunnel and left.
Take the wrong left in Cannon Town. They'll let you know you're in Cannon Town.
Long day.
No, but where isn't Cannon Town ain't bad?
Is it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just that you're in Cannon Town. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle myself there, though. I might be a bit out of my depth.
Well, as in some of the women that we're talking to?
Yeah, no, because some older girls, they give me a time of day, but I don't even like not being given a time of day.
Yeah, let me hear that.
Do you know what's mad? I'm trying to cut you. I hear bare older women say, all these young boys keep trying to chat to me.
I'm joking.
I don't think it's that. I just feel like women tend to try and date older than them, or like to a degree. So when it's a young boy, they're like, nah.
No, but the young boys always...
Women want to date to the tax bracket, bro. You could be 19, bro. Yeah, you're making racks. They won't give a puss.
And the clout as well. One girl called me her young thing today. I felt the
moment. Her young thing.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Oh my God. How old is
she? I posted it. It's 25.
Damn.
I'm not her young thing, though. I ain't really into that.
Shout out my young thing, you know.
She called me her young thing.
Yeah, but I can't lie. When I was younger, I didn't really mind. She was older.
Yeah, I like older.
No, when I was younger, I wanted older.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So she's calling me her young thing. I don't care.
But the graph,
the
moment
I was
different.
In college, man, I'm looking at everyone in college like the girls up.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking, so, nah, you know the ones who are in college and you see a brother pick up a girl. You're thinking, how old is this brother? Pick up the finest girl in college now. Man's not even driving them days.
I'm going to show you a lot of picture, yeah.
I have to walk to the bus stop.
Because my mom said it to me. She goes, you've glowed up well. And it coincides with same event, Jacquees, yeah. The girl was like, oh, where are you from? I said, I'm Nigerian. She goes, what? I swear Nigerians look dusty. I said, wait.
Was she Jamaican?
Yeah. How could she say, somewhere in your heritage, somewhere in your family line, yeah, there was a Jamaican. I said, do you know how it works?
It's the other way around.
She thinks someone from Jamaica went to Nigeria.
No, slave trade.
Look at this picture of me, yeah. Hey. I don't even know how old I was, but brother. I'm not going to say I look dusty.
Was it black or white?
It took a what? Nah?
Oh. Black or white.
So I didn't know if you caught that, bro. My fault. It might as well be a black or white, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Now, you're tired.
You look like... You're tired, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The beard does a lot, though.
Yeah,
the beard.
Yeah. You look like
who?
Lil Sims.
Yeah, that bit. Oh my God, you do. Oh my God.
What?
If you had the big dude there, yeah.
Let me look at the picture again.
Yeah, it's the eyes.
Massive Venom.
Hey,
I hear that one.
I listen to this picture. I say, yo, this is like me. Hey, is it
a little thing?
Yo, I don't know where you got little zips from.
Would you ever cut your beard off? I am dying.
Or have you? And then has it just been like
I've cut it low.
Yeah,
I've cut it low, but like still a bit of grizzle. I can't do the. He done that. He looked like an 80s inspector.
Yeah. I'm too far gone.
What are you talking about now?
When you cut your beard off.
I didn't cut a beard off. I just cut out the moustache.
You didn't have a beard though.
Can you get a full beard?
No, not properly. It's still patchy. It's still.
Yeah, I think that's my portion, you know.
Didn't hear the theory. Rub weed on it. It grows.
What kind
weed?
Of weed?
Yeah.
Well, like
weed.
Like crow.
But I said, Kelly, what you say? You're that guy. Yeah? I said, I can't even eat it.
How much you want, man?
I'm
the Because Pat's never really had.
Yeah, now his thing's tired.
And your brother as well. I mean, brother.
Now, that, my dad's, he's got a full beard. He got it like 18. But my uncle.
I never had a beard when I was younger, but for some, over time, you just got to let your hair grow.
Yeah, you got to let
stop
it grow.
Stop cutting
still.
It. I don't
cut it.
Huh?
So you let your beard grow?
Beard, yeah.
No, but there's, I hear
what are you talking
things.
About?
No,
this guy's on to me, boy. What's going on?
I'm not, bro. I just
no, I need you. If you wet shave, like with like a, then that makes the hair grow faster.
I'm not trying to do nothing. I want to, but I've heard Dermaril and all these Dermaril oils and that.
A lot of it is genetics, bro.
Dermaril one's cutting you, innit?
But it'll come.
It does work.
The Dermaril.
Yeah, and what's it called? Moxilin, or what's it called again?
Yeah, there's all them. Them
I use things. That, but the thing is, you got to do it every day. Like,
I'm not on that.
Every morning, every night.
You got to wake up the follicles.
And Dermaril like once a week. But I ain't got time for it.
I want it to be natural. Like, the girls can still rub my thing. It's cool.
What are they doing?
Like, just playing with it.
What? I can't see nothing.
Nah, don't do that.
I can't, but my mom's like, I thought I was a shadow, bro.
No,
that's
all four corners of the world.
No, it is what it is, man. I'm saving ages.
Like the Franklin
Saint
room.
Yeah. Grand mode. You're on grand mode right now.
No, man, working hard, man.
Yeah,
would
I hear
you
that.
Trim, like, would you fade it? Or would you just keep it like that?
Yeah, I do like a little.
It is faded on the side.
Do you pay for your trims?
Yeah, £20.
I'm saying trim, bro.
It's getting on to you.
Are you lot trims free?
Nah, we pay.
Your hat's still on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of subtitles coming through. It has not off yet. No, go on.
Now, you know what it is like?
No. Wait. Before you continue, let's see.
If I show you this video,
we want to see. It's fine.
I think you're better with a hat on.
Why is
audience? We're waiting.
Bro, we've already established. My hair's cooked.
We ain't seen it though. We want to
give you a description. I can't show you right now.
You
know the low taper feed.
Let's see, man.
Now that my hair's flat.
I think, man, we can't record this if you ain't there.
Come on, bro. Just between us.
We can't continue if you don't back up.
We can blare it just between us, bro. It's a boy to boy one. You're stalling it.
We won't do that, innit? But for the content,
yeah.
Seems calm, though.
You've got direct under as well?
Huh?
You got direct under
there as well. Yeah.
Extra protection.
The material of the hat.
Like, you're talking bears, bro. Take off the hat, bro.
Your breath stinks, bro. Sorry. Let me say that off
you. Hey, Marv, you don't pay attention.
Wait.
Hair
before you say anything, you got hair.
No, I'm
good. Okay, I just want to make sure, bro.
What's going on?
The wall's already been built. You feel me?
It's a pre-warning.
Don't chat with me.
The ready's better standing
there. Is that still there? Yeah. Can't see no more in it. Like, obviously.
My friend, back it off, man. What's his bare teeth? Back off the teeth, man.
I did a free frame, but obviously, I'm not saying it's flat right now.
What's yellow?
The hat.
She's on your hat, you know.
I don't know what it is. It's cool, bro. I get it, bro.
Hate that hat.
Well, perhaps you're laughing, yeah?
All right, wait, hold on. We got more black. Let me read about 4 or 5 more black maths. And they just got to keep scrolling. When you say you saw someone the other day, but it was like 6 weeks ago.
Everything's the other day.
I mean, 6 weeks is the other day, though.
Mm.
In life,
no,
right
I know
now.
What I mean, that's like weeks ago, a couple weeks ago.
If you spend £75 or something, you basically say you spent £100.
Yeah. If I spend £75, I might as well spend £100. And round it up.
When your mum sees 2 plates in the sink, which means you left all the dirty plates for her to wash.
Yeah. I have to hide some in my room sometimes until I'm ready. No, but on a clean one though, not on a mad one.
Oh, because you don't want to go downstairs and wash everything.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta let it fester a little bit.
And so you're ready to just like wash everything, bro.
As opposed to leaving it in the sink.
Yeah. Do you mind hate when people are in the kitchen with you as well?
Sometimes.
I don't really care.
Do you cook a lot?
Sometimes, but I'll cook for a couple of days. As in that, I'll cook on Monday and it'll last until Tuesday.
Slippery.
I'm not cooking every day. I'll cook like bare chicken, but put in the oven.
So when you're doing you're doing mass cooking. If someone's in the way, like you're trying to turn around and you're taking a bacon tray and then
it's
someone's
the worst
there.
Thing, bro.
Is that not annoying?
Nah, you need a bigger kitchen, bruv.
No, but it's not even that. Even if the kitchen is massive.
I just almost like in the it's jarring.
I don't really mind. Do you know what it is? Sometimes it's nice you got company in the kitchen though. You have a chat, play some music.
for that.
You're doing this, she's doing that. It's nice still.
Some things you got to do alone. Yeah, we would.
Well, what man them coming to you to cook?
Well, you're a patty cookie, though.
Who?
You're a patty cookie?
No. I've been a patty cookie, bro. What
kind of cookie? Yeah, don't talk about Uggs, you know?
Hey. I'm telling you, it's nice. When there's like a babes around helping you with certain stuff, it's nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, though. Sometimes by yourself, it's nice when you're just in your own space. You get into your zone. It, man.
If anyone's around me, like, it's just...
Yeah, but you like your food, though.
Yeah, bro. Actually, yeah, I know Papa's not laughing every day, bro. I know he's not laughing. I heard that chuckle from
him. So you like your food.
Yeah,
bro. Why is he saying you like your food?
Huh?
Why is he saying you like your food?
Bro. I don't know why he's trying to buzz, bro.
I want to still.
Huh?
Fairs, bro. Take off them caps, man.
Huh? Take off them caps. White and straight.
And white teeth, not straight. I had braces.
You had braces?
Mm. Right,
hey, next question, man.
Yeah. Do you even play sports?
Yeah, I play football. He plays sport, innit?
Yeah, I play rugby.
Why are you laughing?
Nah, makes sense, though.
No, but rugby,
he's actually a big dude.
No, but if you're a rugby,
you're
a big dude. That's
calm.
The whole studio right now.
What's it like training for rugby? Is it intense?
It's intense, yeah. Rugby culture is a different type of culture.
I don't like it still.
Brother.
Did you say slamming bums? Yeah. It's football the same, no?
No, no, no,
rugby,
no,
rugby,
no,
rugby,
no,
rugby, way worse.
No, God, no, rugby's worse.
Hey, you know what? Like, I'm in football,
like,
blood.
Yeah, nah, I ain't had that.
Bro, have you not heard about a lot of, like...
No, I have.
I didn't go uni in it, but a lot of the stories I'm hearing about, like, the initiations that...
Where do you play rugby? Where is it?
Bedford.
That one there is even proper, like, it's more than slapping bums.
Huh?
Yeah, so, like, bruv, one of my boys told me that for the initiation, you just picture it, yeah? You had two men standing back to back, right? Picture a diaper, but made out of tissue, yeah? And there's a line in between them where the tissue connects. They had to down a pint of beer and somebody lit the tissue on fire. And if you don't finish the pint, then your whole thing got burnt. Your whole, the diaper, bro, because it's made out of tissue.
But how do you get out of the diaper?
Hmm?
If you down your pint, what
do
happens
you see
then?
What I'm saying?
You can kind of, maybe you can pull it off.
Ooh. You shake it.
Shake it?
Shake.
Sorry, bro. I mean, like, shake the tissue.
Is that what you did at your Ruby? Right?
No.
So what was your initiation?
I didn't have it in this. Oh, I did actually. Shit. No.
My man said he forgot about it.
No. Obviously, like when you join and your first match for the first team, on an away day, on the way back, you'll do you'll sing a song.
A karaoke thing.
Yeah, a karaoke thing, your position, your age, and like an interesting fact.
Did you have to wear boxers over your clothes?
You knew I'd... Oh, okay, yeah, I had to...
Don't leave out parts of the story, bro.
I forgot about that one.
Wait, I don't understand. Why
did
you have to...
So I had to wear my boxers over my tracksuit bottoms for the rest of the journey.
Humiliation ritual.
Oh.
Yeah.
See me, I can't do them things.
That's the humiliation ritual.
I would have to see.
I'm not doing it, man.
That's not that bad, though.
I'm playing men's rugby in it, so it's like... It's culture for them. You feel me? So what like
culture for you.
Yeah,
that one's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
The tissue thing with the fire, I would have to see. I'm playing rugby.
These man play soggy biscuits and stuff.
I'm on that, bro.
That soggy biscuits.
Bro, that's a real
mad
thing.
That's nasty.
I've never done initiation.
You got a
bet.
You don't want
to
know, man.
I don't even want to be the one to explain it.
Now, basically, sit like the man in the circle, everyone wanks on the biscuit. The one who's the last to wank.
He has to eat the biscuit.
And one guy was talking about it and he said, yeah, so I ate it. I said,
No, that brother said I ate it anyway. I said, I didn't finish last. I didn't finish last, but then man was going along, so I fucking just take it. It's sicko. You see people in the world, they're mad, bro.
He said, fuck it.
I'm only just accustomed to like showering with my bad fam.
Just the custom.
Yeah, we're talking about that at the pod, remember?
I'm not on that.
When I first started, that was like...
You get, it's weird though, because it's kind of... But I used to do it where I go in first.
Yeah, that's what I'm on
or
now.
Or I'm last. As in like, so I'll just be on my phone, chilling, and then when everyone's finished, then I'll go in. Yeah. Or I'll go in quickly first, and then... But I'm not in there when man are having big combos.
We had
a howler yesterday, so obviously the crack, there was a lot of people there at the venue, at the event. So there's only one toilet at Box Park Wembley, innit? So apparently Bear Man would just... standing next to each other, shoulder to shoulder.
Nah.
I had Bear Man were just echoing, why?
Yeah. I remember last time at Box Park, I went toilet and then, you know, like the urinal was long, but I think some of it was blocked. So one brother...
Stood in the middle?
So there's two of us. One brother was here and another brother was a gap. And we knew like why the gap was.
Yeah.
One dude walked in between. We're like, brother, what are you doing, man? Ah, oh, but you man, shame, man. I got a piss, man. I'm like, leave a gap, bro. Like, my man was like,
unwritten rule, man. Everyone should.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, I'm going to the cubicle.
Yeah, I'd rather that. Yeah, but then sometimes you just think you're taking a shit.
No, go in the cubicle. Certain man stink it out, bro.
Yeah, I know, but like, bro, I need to piss. I hold my breath, man.
You know, my fear is sometimes you enter the cubicle, yeah, and then the lid's down.
You gotta touch it.
If I open this thing and I see something, it's gonna give me.
I use my foot.
Yeah, you gotta use your foot or tissue at the very least.
Why did I think of that?
Yeah, I use my foot.
I just put bare tissue on my hand. And
yeah, tissue thing.
Yeah.
So.
When you go to the toilet, yeah, do you man? And if you have to bang a shit, like, do you lace it?
Yeah, actually.
In public.
Yeah.
Or you're raw dogging the toilet.
No, I don't.
You hover.
Yeah, I hover.
Cheeks.
You gotta be comfortable.
Cheeks is suspended, you know.
You cough twice, isn't
it? No, I put tissue down so the shit will hit the tissue.
I'm too where you coughed.
I hate that. My God, the suppressor on the toilet.
that's a natural one still. So
yeah. One time I was in the gym and I was shitting, yeah. You know when you can feel that you're making noise.
Mm.
But I couldn't hear it because I had the noise cancelling headphones. But I know I was doing flirty D's there, man. bro. Listen. But I need to go. But I can't lie. You don't go to the toilet in girls' houses?
Nah.
Absolutely, bro.
You're not letting your belly just run.
Only I've only ever done that with like my actual babes.
I lost the babes because of that, you know.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story.
She didn't like
sweet one, yeah. No, she did like me. She liked me enough to be like, you know what? Here's the tissue. But after this. So basically, what happened is we're going to the a hotel, yeah. And then I wanted to be, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be like the ladies. She said, oh, I want a Starbucks.
Mm.
I said, I don't really get Starbucks, not my thing. It's 24 hours. She's like, oh, but just try it. I said to the guy, almond milk. He said, yeah, cool. Would you like cream? Oh, yeah, why not? Spun myself. I didn't think. Drinking it on the way back to the hotel room. I said, fuck. My belly's gonna go. Then eventually it went, yeah. I'm on the toilet. I couldn't fight it. I'm spraying up this toilet, yeah. I come out. The girl looked at me like, mm-mm. but it's cool. Like, lay down next to me. In the morning, it was one of them ones where, yeah, I don't think that's we not can.
Because if it's a hotel toilet, like, you bruv, just... you're going to end up shitting, bro.
So I know. It was just immature.
If it's like a yard, it's different. But hotel toilet,
it's immature. If I need to go, I need to go.
I'm not holding it for no one.
If I'm going to do it.
So imagine you man sharing the hotel room, yeah? Yeah, see, he knows. Yeah? So imagine you man sharing the hotel room, yeah? And you need to take a shit. What are you going to do? You're going to take a shit in the room while my man's there, or you're going to be like, let me shit in the lobby, like where the...
Me and Eli shared a room in Morocco. We didn't even have no door in our thing. If you got all past,
it was trust.
Face the wall. Don't turn around. Even the shower, there's no door. Bro, you come in, please just don't turn around. Bro. I won't be able to look at your eye.
No, we went dumb.
But so we had the option.
No, this hotel was nice, bro. Like, this hotel was nice. But
you weren't that nice?
No, it was nice because we were going, well, Omar Fest, innit?
Yeah.
But there was no hotel. Like, we couldn't get like two separate rooms. So we had to get a room with two double beds in it, yeah. So the bathroom, there's a wall. I couldn't see what's going on in there. This brother's taking this shit. I'm like, I didn't even know. Man said I'm going to the toilet. I'm thinking, why are you telling me you're going to the toilet? Anyway, so I'm on my phone and I'm like, right, Taylor's been going for a minute.
Mm.
Next minute, the smell hits me. Boom! I said, Taze, man. Yeah. Oh, what I had to shoot. I'm like, bro. No windows, nothing. But I went for a walk. I said, "Nah, fuck this."
Man,
right,
he was back.
It's a reason.
I had to go, man.
We could have gone upstairs.
What do you mean?
Like in the lobby, they've got like toilets for like to shit up there.
Nah, I hear you, but bro,
if I had like a belly one,
yeah,
one
exactly.
If I had like, if it was all in,
yeah,
yeah. If it's all in,
you know the ones you got to take off your clothes,
yeah, bro,
in the corner,
sweating, yeah. Then I hear that one
just to make it easy.
Yeah, I'm not making that to you, bro. I need to. Bro, if I know
I'm thoughtful like that.
I apologize.
Because I know this shit will fuck up the room.
I know this shit
was nasty, bro.
I only made one trip to the lobby toilet, you know, Elijah. Yeah, I can't even explain it too tough, but it wasn't to go toilet.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, bro.
Your shoulder shaking.
No, but it was.
You know, what's going on?
No, but let me tell you what. Let me tell you why, though.
You pammed.
This is hot though.
Hold it in.
Remember when I linked that one, yeah?
What kind of DJ?
I linked one.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? I linked one, yeah. Wait,
and it didn't.
So I wasn't even trying to do, and that's what I'm saying, it's horrible dying there, but I wasn't even trying to do nothing with the, but obviously.
She was teasing you.
It's in my head. Like, I didn't want to, innit?
Headbanger.
I probably was talking to a girl at the time or something.
It was a boomer class.
But then, yeah, I had to, I was just like, nah, man, I'm at the end. I just need to go finish it off.
In the lobby?
Yeah, I couldn't do it with the door open. Because he would have been sleeping at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He might have just woken up. He might have woken up, but I might have just been dead.
Oh, like, that's a deviant behavior. That's
that's
rubbing one out next to the reception.
You would have thought it was can't go to bed. Paralysis and that.
Nah, it was
that,
man.
Oh, man. I see what I'm seeing, man.
See paralysis and demon just...
Nah, I can't lie to you. Like, you got to firm that one, man.
Nah, I couldn't. It was either that. Well, in my head, I didn't want to. Oh, this is so hot. I didn't want to go through with it, innit?
Yeah.
So it was like, some way or the other, I got to go to bed satisfied.
Lobby toilet.
Yeah, man.
In Morocco as well.
I stood up. I think there was someone in the stool next to me as well.
Do you have headphones in?
Huh?
Do you have headphones in?
Headphones. Yeah. Oh wait. Oh wait. What you saying?
All right, next story, man. Next story.
What, you do not off the dome?
Nah. But I don't want to talk about it.
Off memory, you know?
Nah.
The 16.
Nah. It was one of them was the what?
Off
it,
the dome.
You know, a lot of men are on that.
Damn, like, would have arrested you like Fredo in Dubai, bro.
You know,
off memory is wild.
That ain't off memory, though.
I said he watched the TE. Listen to the sound.
It was only one. And the toilet stool that I heard someone in, I put it to this ear. And then back here, the left hand, because it made it simpler.
Nah.
Left handed. Are you left handed?
I'm right handed.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Man's ambidextrous when it comes to wanking, you know.
If I'm shoulder shaking, I use my left hand because it feels like it's someone else.
What? I don't be shoulder shaking like that, though. Huh?
No, I'm not off. Obviously, on the dark side. I feel like my right hand is too, like, it's too strong.
Yeah, my right hand's too powerful.
So, like, if I use my left hand, it's my weak.
My right hand knows me.
Yeah.
My right hand knows me too well.
And it's like,
he's saying that like he doesn't do it with his right hand, his left, yeah. It feels different, but I'm saying, but that's still a man's
no, but the right hand knows you, though.
Like a different man.
The right hand knows. The right hand's been through it with you.
You know what it is, yeah? If you think about it properly, like, with your right hand, it's a stronger hand, you got a technique there, innit?
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you use your left hand, like, it's like, yeah. Because it's so awkward, properly, do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes,
you say females can't really do it properly?
Yeah, some.
Yeah, just, you know what, like...
Your left hand's not really, it's weak and that, so you got to do it. Slower.
Yo.
Left hand makes more sense, for me anyway.
Yo.
I don't
know what's going on,
but obviously, that's if I was, like, religious with it, like, I don't know. Good guy,
innit? I hear that, man.
Good chat. Next subject, man.
Yeah,
man.
Man,
that was a lot.
What?
What do you mind do off memory?
Nah. A couple times my mom used to take my phone in that door. I had it unlocked. There was one girl in my school. That was my reference. When I was in school at the same time as well, by the way.
Why did your mom confiscate your phone?
Bare different reasons. If I get started, it's long. If I get started, it's long.
You're troublesome.
Yeah, I was.
I don't get troublesome vibes from you, though.
Yeah, I'm just cool, innit?
I get cheeky vibes. I don't get troublesome.
I was cheeky, then I had a troublesome phase. Then I went back to cheeky. Now I'm a bit less cheeky. Yeah. I'm cheeky within reason.
What about you, man? Same thing.
I was a bad boy. I wasn't a good student.
I was just busting jokes.
No, but not being a good student doesn't mean you're a bad boy, though. It just means you're talkative.
I was talkative a lot, but it was because I was smart. And I felt like, I'm pretty sure I got ADHD. So like in school, because I got a lot of the things, I just zone out because I'm like, bruv, this is easy to me. Mm. So I just would naturally disengage or chat to my brethren or like beatbox and talk back to the teacher. Do you know what I'm saying? And then when she got onto me, it would be a back and forth thing. So it was a lot of that and I just kind of got labelled. But yeah, it was more of that sort of vibe.
Did you pass all your exams though?
Yeah, except for French and ICT. But the whole year failed ICT.
That's
the easiest
thing, bro.
That's computers.
Ain't
Open Excel,
yeah.
You know.
I ain't got a clue. The whole year failed it, apart from one, and that teacher's still there. Whoa, witch.
Hey, do you know what's mad? I went to my I randomly searched went on my secondary school's website.
Mm.
It still looks like when I went to secondary school.
Isn't it?
The website's old. I'm like, how is it still? Oh, I'll go on the website and show you. Like. I'm like, you know, there's like...
Your school's still there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still there. They changed the catchment area, though, so...
That's cool, ain't?
Have they stopped using, like, chalkboards and that?
I didn't go into school.
No, I'm saying like
he's trying to make a joke. Ignore him.
Oh yeah. Flew him. Sorry, man.
No, but in my school there was some chalkboards and there was some normal.
I believe you.
No.
You walked into that for no reason.
Not even that, because my school had both. I remember, but because certain classrooms are old, and they like in my school there were certain parts that were new, like they built new bits. So the new bits had like the normal, but in the older bits of the thing. My school's not even there no more now. it was that bad. They closed it down. It was that bad.
Like, well, what area was it?
Lewisham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's called St. Matthew's now. And it's a mixed school. Girls and they built the school on the games field. So where we used to do PE and all that on the field, like rugby and football, they built the new school there. I don't know why.
Man.
My school was bad though, bruv.
I want to go back to my school.
What was it like in South sometimes? Because obviously, now everywhere's kind of quieted down. It's still active, but it's probably not as bad as it was back then growing up. You don't think?
Yeah, my school was more like ghetto boys. My school was like ghetto boy breeding grounds. Like, most of the ghetto boys went to my school. Then we used to have issues with Woolwich. So Woolwich boys would come down on the 54. Then there was a point in time where ghetto and Peckham had a little... So then sometimes Peckham used to come down to Lewisham. But generally speaking, my school was like, everyone was calm because Lewisham, Deptford, New Cross, Broccoli, they were all cool at that stage. So my school was, if you knew everyone, you knew everyone.
Okay. Mm. Do
you know what I'm saying? But there was a bit more then. But I don't know how it is now. It's probably worse now because more areas are beefing. You know, like, for example, back in the day, Canningtown, Beckton, they were cool.
Mm.
Canningtown, Beckton, Plaistow, Stratford, they were all like, not one, but all them man were cool.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like Beckton, Canningtown don't get on.
Mm.
Then Stratford might be just different and or might be parlaying with both sides. It depends, man.
Also, social media has
made things worse. Yeah. Man. That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot more usage of, so like I don't remember being in class and uploading content and stuff like that. We're just barely texting each other.
And also, I don't think that generation either though. Like,
yeah, but also growing up, for example, Taylor's from Northwest. I'm from East. But I went to South.
He's from
South.
No, I think he's from.
I'm living in Bedford right now.
Bedford?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Northwest.
Sorry, bro.
Bedford?
Garbage.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the ignorant London comments, bro. I lived in London, innit?
No, it's because you said.
No, you said lived in London, but not from London.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
You're the one that said sorry to hear that. Northwest is alright, man.
If there was a madness going in Northwest, I wouldn't hear about it.
Yeah.
If there was a madness going in Lewisham, he wouldn't hear about it. Whereas now, you look on your phone, you'll see a youth chase out another youth. Why are you running? Because you got an app.
Hey, what's your thoughts on the youth that smacked up the mum and dad?
I don't think I saw that, you know.
That video?
The mum and dad.
That wasn't the mum and dad.
Just the mum.
Was that the daughter and the dad?
The daughter and the mum.
Just two adults.
No, it was a youth.
It was a dad and there was a woman there in tracksuit bottoms.
I ain't seen that.
Was that woman the child or the mum?
She might have been a sister. I don't know.
She ran into the punch, you know?
Yeah. She got banged, so.
I ain't seen that.
No, but my dad can't come down to the school to defend me and then he's the one getting weighed in.
I've seen that video. That's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, but it's a lose-lose as an adult, though.
You can't come down to the school and be trying to chase
the younger generation from, I have no respect.
No, but if I weigh in a kid, I'm the adult weighing the kid.
That's joke.
If I get weighed in by a kid, I'm the adult who got beat up by a kid. There's no...
No, yeah, you can't
it's
come
a
down. But like, I know for a fact, I know what, there was one parent that came with a drill. And she said, where is he? Everyone stood out the way. The teachers had to go deal with it. Like, she was ready to, drill, you know?
I'm about to say, if my son got punched up, my son got punched up. I don't know. That's why I got to have an older son so he can punch up the younger brother.
No, you got to go to his dad.
Yeah,
punch up his dad, actually.
Yeah, but you say you can punch up your dad, but if the dad punches you up, what happens?
No,
your kids got beat up and the dad's got beat up.
Yeah. Nah, you can't.
Just call it a day.
Go on.
It's even worse. You got to tread carefully because remember, you don't know who the dad is.
He could be a bad man.
You could be a maniac. You turn up, you're like, let's go.
No, I hear that, but like, do you leave it to the school?
You have to, though.
I don't know, to an extent, man.
No, it depends on what happens, though. If it's just like a little... Whatever, but if your kid's being bullied constantly and coming home with bruises or whatever, then you got to like...
The best thing would probably be just put your child in like self-defense or something.
There is that.
But like even nowadays, there's a lot of stories, especially like I'm seeing a lot of black kids getting bullied and that in outside areas and things like that. And I saw one video of a brother getting told to kiss his shoe.
Yeah, I saw that. He smelled his hair.
Like, stuff like that just makes my blood boil. Mm-hmm. Not even like if that's my kid, not only am I angry at you for kissing the brother's shoes, but I'm angry at the other kids for telling you to kiss his shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all mad.
Yeah, but you can't really be angry with your kid though, because remember, everyone's different. You got some kids that are like, are you mad? Beat me up. Or you but got some kids who just don't like conflict. It depends on what kind of child you are.
I don't like watching videos like that.
I don't. I hate bullies, you know?
I always hated bullies.
I don't like them at all, man.
Because it's different if you've got a problem with a man and it's just your war and my side. Mm. You see each other. But if there's people minding their own business and you're just...
Bro.
Even the one in the school where like he's playing with the brother's hair and he's like...
Mm. Yeah, that's the one that says kiss your shoe.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, it's dark.
Like, and you can see... And the thing is, with certain bullies, they can see that when you're not on it, they start doing it more because they feel comfortable. Like,
apparently, like he came from Africa. Like, he's actually like a foreign student, so he don't know what to do, fam.
You see, in my school, the African kids used to come over. Yeah, when they used to come over, like maybe like year 8, year 9, whatever, they were like that.
Mm.
By year 11, they were the worst kids, bro.
Yeah,
because they were bullied to such an extent. Yeah. It just spaz out, bro, and they're mad strong.
Mm.
So by year 11, everyone's like,
"Pound the gems activated now."
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, there's one guy in my school. What's his name? I didn't even say his name yet. When he had a fight with one brother in year 11, yeah, he tried to pull the brother's teeth out his head. I never get this brother. He was stamping on my man. Then it got to the point he stepped on the floor. And he was trying to grab my teeth. I said, "Yo, low it."
That's like 8 years of bullying, bro. He's taking
it out. Buzzed out. Then from then, he was like peck of you. Like, everyone knew him. Like, he had a name, everything.
There's one brother. He wasn't really a roji, but he defends himself. He's a big youth as well. He's a year above us, yeah. Kicking ball in the back. The bell's gone off. And then obviously everyone has to leave. But they're still kicking ball. I think it's like 2-2 or something. Mm. So it's like, next goal wins. Mm. We're not getting to class.
Sort of ratchet,
I think the Asian brothers decided to do like a sliding tackle. Kicked my man. My man dropped. He walked up to the youth. The uppercut he gave him, yeah, of his teeth was on the floor. The uppercut he gave me, if I was in the air, he landed, and everyone just like, "Rob, you know, cut his teeth." So I don't give a fuck, bro.
There's certain use you don't slide. One of my brethren's like slide tackle one of my other brethren's in that cage pitch, like cage.
Mm.
But this is the guy that his name rhymed with criminal, but there was a play on words of his name.
Mm.
Slide tackled him. When he slide tackled him, his shank fell out. And we just said, yeah.
Mid football,
his shank fell out. And he sprayed him out. He was in his school uniform.
Imagine you fall on the shank, bro. Like,
that's
mad.
And then.
I was playing with it on his side, you know?
Yeah. And then he got punched up, though. He's lucky that's what he got.
Bro.
Huh?
The technique in it, you can't bend your leg when you're.
Nah, bro.
It might be in a holder, though.
It was probably. I can't remember. But
that's another
it was
thing,
like a bacon one.
Another thing with your gen as well, yeah.
Some of the Rambos you lot carry. You see the brother on the train the other day?
Yeah, I've seen that still.
Seven ninja swordsmen. Bro,
like back in the day, it's nowadays, like you might like...
A little flicky knife,
or it'll be like maybe something like that, or worse
Disclaimer, we're not glorifying. We're just speaking about our...
And if someone was a knife, someone might run back to their house. If someone's troubled you and they're near their house, they might run to their house and get kitchen knife. But you might not go on the internet and buying like...
anime blades.
Bro, I'm seeing man like... I'm like, what? Where are you getting this from?
At some point, you're like, when is this even? This is an inconvenience to me.
And you see, they're pulling it out of their tracksuit bottoms, and it's like they're pulling it for time.
Yeah, the Nike Tech is not stretching long enough.
Like, it's mad.
I shouldn't even be laughing.
It's mad. Like, it's scary.
It's not even funny, bro. Yeah, it's mad because and back in the day, yeah, the man who had knives was man that would use it.
Mm.
So you knew already. Like most men don't have knives.
Mm.
But he does. Stay clear of that, brother. He's mad.
Mm.
Whereas now it appears like more youth have it just because.
Mm.
Whereas back in the day, the man who had it would use it. Everyone else wouldn't use it.
You know what it is? It's sad because it's like a lot of people use it because of or have it on them because of
other
like,
people
past
having
fear.
It. Yeah.
Like I know a brother that got one of his things taken off of him. I mean, just walking uni student had one of his things taken off of him, and he's like, now like I roll around with this thing because I'm like I'm not trying to have that.
Happen again.
It's a lot of the fear rather than I'm actively seeking out to try and cause something. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's sad. It's like that.
That's true though. It's some of the I feel like when people speak about knife crime or whatever, like there's so many nuances to it because there are some people who are in gangs and you're in a gang and we've got a problem. But there's some people are like I'm not getting caught.
It's regular. Yeah.
I want to have it on me so that I'm protected and I know that at least I'm all right. But it's mad because you're using it for protection, but if you do use it, that's attempted murder, bro. Mm. You're in. Like, there's nothing you can do. Even the chicken shop one where the guy was in the, with the girl. That one, food.
He got
and
saved.
And the man then ran in.
If he didn't have that on him.
And he had to like bring it out and then
see, it. See, when I was debating about it in one group, yeah, that was what the conclusion was. Conclusion was, but if he didn't have it, he would have been a lot worse.
He could have been dead.
That was in Northwest, by the way.
But if police stop him, you've got a knife. They're not.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So, I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try and ask, but it's like...
This whole youth clubs, that argument
is that don't even help. There's no
I feel like youth clubs did help before. It creates that, bro.
But you can't. You can't now bring back youth clubs because people are not used to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they did help, but they started funding other schemes and then closing down the youth clubs and that.
The reason why youth clubs help is because you get bare different man from different areas. Mm. So, for example, there's one used to be in Devon's Road, and when I went to that thing, I think Grace used to go there. Tinch used to go there, Dizzy used to go there. There was bare man from different areas. So then you will see a man. So you might be in Stratford, see a man from South Hamlets and be like, yo, what's good? So there was always that. If something happened, you'd be like, no, that's my man. I know him, he's cool. Whereas now, everyone's like segregated. So you have a youth club now, man are looking at it like, yeah, them man go there. Let's wait outside for them, man. So like, it's just be like a bit problematic now. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I remember youth clubs being like a way to get out because a lot of people are in their own like emotions and feelings and their own headspace and things like that. So going to youth clubs and just playing table tennis or sitting for an hour or something, it done a lot.
Something to look forward to in the week.
Then the thing is though, the ages that you would have been going to youth clubs, like when you back then being that age, the things you were doing, you'd probably be doing what a normal person that age is doing. Now, like a younger age, they kind of live a bit older.
Yeah, you're right. Sense.
Yeah, every age, it feels like people live a bit.
You say that?
No, bro. When I was 18, 19, between that 18 to 21, we were not going to Dubai. We were not going.
No, but
I'm just saying like, the lifestyle that they're aspiring to.
No, I'm talking about, but for example, but we were out more.
Yeah. We're not spending money though. You're not spending money.
That's
now.
Yeah, cool, but to youth club,
we were out more as in terms of where the younger gen now. Some of them are in more.
But you can because you can go to your you can,
that's what I'm saying.
You can go to your bridges,
we were out more. As in like we were on road, literally. I was like on bus going to a far end.
You would watch this, yeah. Even me, I would have when I used to go to youth club, I would have been going youth club to see my bridges or whatever. Now you can be 7 years old playing Fortnite with your bridges. You don't need to see them. You're gonna see them at school, you're gonna see them at football.
That's what I'm saying to you. But when we're talking about the age, I'm saying but that leaving your house and being by yourself, traveling and doing stuff. Equips you like you not that you get older, but it's more of experience of being out by yourself. When you're at home, you're not out by yourself.
Yeah, but people
don't comfort your own room.
People don't care about
your brethren.
People don't care about that.
No, I'm just saying because you're saying that the gen before wasn't as not mature. That's not the word you use, but you were trying to say that like
the age part.
I'm saying nah, but us man, like we had to work stuff out. Like if I'm meeting Taser, all right, where are you gonna be?
Yeah, we didn't have like Google Maps.
There's no Google Maps,
exactly,
bro.
which is why you would have to meet at the thing center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whereas now, it's like, I can just link you, or we can go further places. Obviously, you probably could back then, innit? Don't get twisted, but it's like my mum would have dropped me at the youth center, then I could see my bridges. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And also, I feel like there's more fear now. Like, when I was younger, no one... What?
You weren't going nowhere.
No, I was going places.
No, as in, like, you weren't going Norwich, bro.
No, not that. I'm talking about in terms of the area, in terms of, for example, if you look, think about a youth now... Mm. Like, if you've got a son that's maybe 17 and he says, yeah, then I'm going out, you're worried.
Yeah.
You're worried as to where are you going to be? All right, let me know.
I think there was worry before. There.
Not like that.
You don't think?
Not like that.
Probably
not.
I feel like
once you got to a certain age, like once 16, 17, man weren't worried about gangs for a certain age.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like, I hear your angle, but if, with your example, there was a 17-year-old and he said he wanted to go out at this day and age.
Yeah.
I'm more at ease because I know there's an easier way for me to communicate with him via phone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So even if there is something wrong, I've got his location or he can message me, etc. With your generation, I feel like although you guys are out a lot, like if I'm a parent, I'm not hearing from my son until the evening. And at one point, I'm definitely going to worry because I ain't heard from him.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you, but there wasn't the same crisis that was going on then now, as in terms of the knife crime wasn't mad. Like, things were happening to people. Like, it wasn't like random man were getting stabbed.
Yeah, you would kind of have to be involved to get stabbed.
Yeah, more you kind of have to be.
But is it random now though? No, it's not that. It's not that random.
A lot of it is random.
I don't know the context. Genuinely, from what I see or come across, it's not that random. The only time mistaken identity don't really happen like that.
What?
Like, as much as it would have happened.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying now?
Mistaken identity.
No, there was something very recently about that.
Where?
This. Fuck. I'm not backing my point, but there was something recently about mistaken identity.
Fairs, but I feel like, I don't know, unless like, maybe mistaken identity, but like, unless like you're getting robbed and you don't want to give up your whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, it's not that random. Like,
I feel like there's more robberies as well, your age as well.
Because when I'm
speaking to like a couple of people and they're like, yeah, this person wearing a Trapstar jacket and then some people rob them.
There's more to rob though.
But back in the day, you get robbed for like an Averitt or something.
There's more to rob though. These young G's, they will have like Gucci pouches.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have all that.
There's more to rob.
Oh yeah, wait, hold on a second. Where are you lot getting this money from?
Content creation.
Yeah. Are we speaking individually or?
It's
parents will buy you shit.
I can't lie, there's a lot of ways to make money these days, man.
Yeah.
Some parents will buy, remember if the gens are younger now, so for example, kids now, parents are they know
buying
what's going
my,
on.
My dad
won't even buy me Nikes.
Yeah.
A lot of it isn't parents though. A lot of it is just
there's ways to make money, man.
There's a lot of
jugging.
It's people doing it. Yeah,
that's a half price.
Now I'm saying it's a combination of things. It can be parents.
But parents is definitely more. Yeah, I think parents are more.
We'll buy you something for your birthday.
Yeah, they're more likely to buy you some expensive stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But before it was that very hand-me-down culture.
My dad will buy me Super Nintendo, and that's my present for 5 years. Mm.
Yeah. It's rough.
Like,
it's rough.
You're not getting nothing after this, bro. This cost me 2 bills. You're not getting nothing else.
If I got a present, I can't ask for anything. For
nothing.
Three weeks. Next birthday.
I wouldn't ask for 3 weeks out of courtesy, but after that 3 weeks expired.
I start asking when I turn 16, man.
Yeah, when I turn about 17, 18, that's when I said, yeah. It's time.
And then when you buy something expensive off your hard-earned money, they're looking at you like, So what you doing over there?
I remember there was a day that my dad said, I paid for something. He said, don't ask me for nothing again. You're good. He said, don't ask me for nothing again.
The worst is when they realize you're making money. They say, so when are you going to start contributing to the house? Yeah. These bills
real
ain't free.
Real life.
That's the hard way you're making it.
I remember one of my boys was contributing. I think he was contributing like 7 bills a month. We're like, your mum is violating your paycheck, bro.
You guys own the house like that.
One of my boys is contributing like 5. I said,
I contribute a lot to my house.
Of course, contribute, but I'm like,
it's got to be according to my paycheck.
Seven bills are a lot. Like,
you can't just pick a number out.
Seven bills.
So the whole electric Wi-Fi is now me.
Me personally, I'm not making a requirement for my kids to pay me.
You say that, for rent. But if you're struggling to pay your rent and your child is just downstairs, just eating,
no, but obviously
waking up and guy in Norwich like he's normal. Yeah, better.
If he's less than 21 years of age, and he's still trying to find himself, and I feel like by God's grace, I should be in a position where I'm able to sort both of us out about having a problem.
Yeah, but
obviously, if he's getting older and I'm visually seeing that he's getting lazy, I want to tell him to sort himself.
Okay, but what if your son is like moving as if he's the man of the house?
It's not even
imagine
that.
Eating your
what, he's getting
that.
Rude in that. That's different.
Not being rude like verbally, because I know they're your dad, but like let's say his behavior is just like, so I'm saying.
He's treating
you like a tenant, basically.
If you start working part time, remember you don't get taxed or nothing when you're like a certain age, innit? And part time, whatever. So you're not really getting taxed on your wage, only national insurance you're paying, and you're in your yard, you're eating up all the food, like just moving mad. Like you can contribute a little something. It doesn't have to be rent, but you can be I'm gonna buy some food.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But if you're just, because remember, if you're paying the money, getting paid, and you're just coming in with new trainers. New this, new
no
that.
Discipline.
You see your mum struggling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit like. Rah.
To that degree, I understand. But if I'm saying.
But seven
like,
bills is mad, though.
Yeah.
Seven
bills is mad. I'm saying a high percentage of the rent, bro, is mad.
Unless they were
especially
making
if I've got other siblings as well. Like,
I just think mummy just wanted to chill, man.
I heard that, though.
She's tired, still.
Yeah, listen, I've raised you. Like, now it's time for you to.
As I get older, And I realized,
appreciate more.
Yeah, because it's like, cool. Some days you might even think you make a lot of money, but the money you make, if you were actually paying what your mum was paying, you wouldn't like think you're making as much money.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like when
yeah.
I deep, when I deep how much bills actually are,
it's mad. It's like, mad.
Yeah, I can't even afford to be.
It's getting worse, bro.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's why when people are like, oh, you should do this, you should be doing that, I'm like,
in this economy,
I feel better when I know my bills are paid.
Yeah,
I don't mind staying in my house.
I'm not ready for bills just yet, man. I'm not ready, man.
I'm already.
What do you think it feels like?
I'm because like right now, I speak for us all. Like the money we're getting, thank God, is decent, isn't it? But that's because we haven't, other than helping our parents out a little bit here and there, we haven't really got no responsibilities like that. For me personally, aside from helping my mum, maybe like a couple phone contracts and stuff like that. That might be my bill. Obviously, you might be your car and you might be some equipment. Like rent. Do you know what I'm saying? So other than that, and it's even a percentage of rent, but if we're like adults and I have to pay for my apartment,
Council tax,
so what TV is it? License, bro. I'm TV.
I pay for my TV license.
I ain't got TV.
So I had my daughter at 24. Does that scare you?
Nah.
At 24, you laughing. Yeah.
I don't think
I said as long as I've got peas. Like for me, money. Like obviously, I'd want a wife and that to be happy. But let's say, God forbid, that doesn't work out. If I'm financially stable, I don't really care because I feel like I'd be in a position to look. Is life is easy when you have money? Let's be honest. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's easier.
It's easier when you have money. I feel like
it's not having a child is not all money though.
Of course it's not. But a large part of it, I feel like it is.
If you don't have money at all,
it's rough.
And you have a child, then
And I don't want to be the sort of, because I don't want to be the sort of person that will be taking out my own problems of having lack of money on my child. So a lot of parents are like that.
I just don't want my child to ever experience struggle.
That's a very good point.
Repeat the cycle, isn't it?
I don't want my children to experience struggle and feel helpless. Yeah. And then they start doing things, because they might not even do things to help me. What most people do when they're young is that they start making money so they can buy the things they want, so they don't have to ask. And I don't want my child to...
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's actually true.
I think there's beauty in the story. Yeah. The journey. So you need to make the money, buy all those stuff, realize those stuff is a waste of money.
So
the next time you get your next bit of money, you know how to manage
it.
I agree.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is along that journey, anything can happen.
But that's like anything.
No, but not that anything, because that journey you're taking, like even if you look at your life, my life, whatever, there's points in time where, bro, you could have been in jail.
Yeah, I know.
But we weren't.
No, but because we were smart.
That's my point. But there's some people that are smart that are in jail.
Then they weren't smart.
No, being in jail, sometimes it could be a case of you two do something, you get bagged, but because you got bagged, you got bagged.
Oh, yeah. That's
what I'm saying.
No, but it's still an experience, because at the end of the day, he's still...
That's what I'm saying, but there's beauty in the journey, not that one.
I don't know where we are right now.
I don't know where we're going.
I finished what you were saying in terms of beauty in the journey, what you were saying, but the downside to that is
there's some journeys that
journey sometimes, one of the stops on that journey is a long thing, bro.
I'm not going jail, bro.
Do you know one thing that's different between your gen and our gen that I've seen here? Our gen, this is going to sound so mad, our gen wouldn't have survived this OnlyFans era. They wouldn't have survived because the stigma.
I'm thinking about
for example, the example that you used earlier with the what's my man's name again? The video, your brethren that you said, the girl recently,
the four bills, yeah.
That would have never happened. A girl wouldn't have come out and said that.
Ever.
Yeah, okay, I hear that.
Knowing that a girl gave head. Was a big deal.
That guy in the stairs
and
that. What's his name?
Oh, Dominic Salerno.
Yeah, Dominic.
That was a big deal. Whereas now, girls are coming out saying, "Yeah, you know what?"
No, you can't even say that. And you got to be like, I respect that.
That's your provocative.
What I think is, I feel like nowadays everything is so overly saturated compared to your generation. So everybody's like trying to be very media trained to the point where everything is kind of like to not offend each other. However, I feel like when you do get somebody that's even a little bit out of line, everybody's just naturally drawn to them because it's something different to what we've been experiencing.
Does that make sense?
Whereas from your generation, everybody kind of just said what they want because nobody really cared.
Yeah.
So if somebody else came out and was like,
someone spent four bills and ate my cheeks. No one really cared because it's like, obviously they probably get onto her, but
yeah, no, yeah, you know so that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm finding. So you're finding that someone from that gen is doing something mad or doing whatever they want. I'm not even gonna say it's mad, doing whatever they want, yeah. And then someone from my gen is thinking, well, why are you doing that? And they're getting rubbed out. Look how she badded up the girl. So do you know what? I know homegirl, so I know it's all banter here. But you see when she said senior
part was cold. No, but you know,
wavy.
No, when you got up, she gone sort of like God, there, girl, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. See, that's what composure. My God, yeah.
Guys, that's messy. Interview was real. Like, it's so scripted.
Oh, do you reckon it's scripted?
I think it's scripted. Still.
Nah, that's not scripted. The reason why it's not scripted because you can see the host is rattled.
Yeah.
But she's trying to keep her composure. But the girl keeps firing, like, everything she fires,
she's
like,
witty,
I'm like,
bro.
On point.
Yeah, yeah, that had to be that.
Bro,
that's someone that owns her shit.
It's giving senior. That's
That is giving senior is a wavy line, you know.
Kai Havertz. Mm.
She said, we know you're old. Like, she said, I wouldn't. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was
weird. But it looks good on you, though. I said, she just kept going.
That was, you know, like, composure.
Yeah, she's hard for that still. She's very hard.
But they're cool, though. Because I actually know that, is it her name, Midday? Host, yeah, I know. She's my boy's future wife's best friend.
But the thing is, but she was antagonizing her a bit, though. Like,
yeah, of course. She's looking at it like...
There's one point where she said something like, so do you think the lack of a dad is the reason why...
It was passive aggressive.
I was like, what? Like a prostitute. I said, Jesus!
I hate that angle, but at the same time...
You can't say an interview like that, bro.
I don't know how you would go about interview like that without... Like, because even if her intentions were just to ask a question, regardless of how it came across, I think it would sound quite passive aggressive.
No, but we have to say something on the lines of, like, so a lot of people online are saying what you've done is wrong. And I've seen quotes online where people saying the lack of a father figure has caused this, blah, blah. What do you think about these kind of comments online?
It's basically sensitive.
Just take it away from me saying it. Online is saying it, but the way she was saying it is like it was directly at her.
Because the way she asked her, she wouldn't have asked someone who is established and knows how to carry themselves. She wouldn't have asked it like that. She would have, you get me? If you're
I
good
interview, like, you know I think to... she kind of did have an opinion on her before she had the interview.
Yeah, like, of course she did.
Which is why she was...
That's why you had... No, but that's why she had the interview.
Yeah.
But you see, if all this thing, I feel like the UK is boring, so when it's like...
No, talk your shit, man.
When it's entertainment, everybody's on it. Like, how can a girl... get an interview because somebody yammed about it, but guys have been grinding for years. No interview, bro.
No interview.
But you know what's mad?
That's the guys have been grinding for years.
No interview, bro.
No, but look at the funny thing.
What do you want to talk about? When you went to Norwich or something?
No, but the funny thing is, whenever you talk about stuff like that, look what we're talking about it now. So it shows. It's current. Everyone talked about it.
I said it was rubbing us out, man. We say we're talking shit.
Entertainment, so...
So how about talking about smart stuff like world news?
Yeah.
Look, man, laughed.
The reason why people can't talk about what do you know what it is the reason why people can't talk about world news now is because everything's PC now. You're gonna offend someone by talking about something in the news, bro.
Yeah, it's
Russia,
true.
Ukraine, say the wrong thing.
Yeah. Do you know what's mad? You know when I went to Morocco, I think about a week after there was an earthquake in the same place that I was in, killed 2,000 people.
Swear.
What, my daughter showed me.
The big earthquake.
Yeah, but I'll read
it. Was it like last year?
Last year.
Yeah.
So we went before.
When we went for
my brother's birthday. Yeah, my brother's Moroccan. And she was like, oh, you know that there was an earthquake when you around the time that you were in Morocco? I was like, so I checked the time. I think I left on like the 29th.
Same place, same city.
Marrakesh.
What month was it?
August, and then the earthquake was on the 8th of September.
Yeah.
So a week after.
So we us man went to Morocco for our brother's birthday, and we drove up the mountain and saw the after effects of the earthquake.
Yeah, the huts and stuff.
Mad.
I'll read it out now. So an 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Morocco's Atlas Mountains on the 8th of September killed more than 2,000 people and left thousands more homeless. Parts of the old Medina in the nearby city of Marrakesh.
It's mad.
It's sad though.
We're lucky where we live though, because we don't really get many like
natural disasters
like that. Yeah. No earthquakes. No, even when you watch the news, you see floods in Britain. You're like, where is this?
Yeah, it's not going to be anywhere
like,
in London.
It's mad far. You're like, I ain't seen nothing here.
Yeah. It's Cumbria and that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to have the conversation with her. She I was looking at me like, yeah, 2,000 people died. She's like, yeah. Why did we go there? I said, you chose there. Like, is it you?
Much I blame his daughter.
No.
That's an idiot. He didn't kill us, you know. You're mad. You're choosing this thing again. Move, man. Go to bed. You're bad over there. But have any of you, man, got anything coming up or anything that, like, you want people to know about? YouTube pages to follow?
YouTube is something that everyone's trying to conquer now, obviously.
You meant together on the YouTube? Or you just
separate. But we're just friends that all do content, innit?
Okay.
Obviously, me personally, modeling's going all right. Just trying to be consistent, innit? Keep pushing everything out. So.
You're saying big and sexy?
Yeah, man.
Yo.
Yeah, man's wow, doing, man. I'm with...
I got a few things lined up, man. You know, we ain't seeing that. Literally. As if you're serious. Yeah, man, my YouTube Zays, I'm trying to build it up. Got something coming, like a little show that I'm trying to start on there. Cause one thing that cool, this year I'm talking about, innit? But one thing of like, see how we do TikTok, innit? I don't feel like we get not that I want flowers, innit? But we get so much visibility, we're seeing so much. And it's not like we want to be mainstream or anything like that, but it's hard to kind of cut through sometimes, innit? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we don't really get a lot of love from your gen, though.
Yeah, but it might just be because some...
Our gen
might not come across it. I get a bit of love.
I get love, but obviously, like, it's love, but it's more like, you know, when you get opportunities from love.
I feel like the industry's mad ages, so if you're not a particular age, you won't get...
Or if you're not a star,
There's been opportunities that we've been, like, basically, they've said no, because we're too old.
Yeah, is now it? I'm talking about, like, 24 up.
Like what?
Back to, like, 29.
I'm not going
to
say now. I'll tell you, I was saying when we stopped, but, like, there's certain times we... I didn't see that email. But yeah, but it depends on who you're targeting. For example, who's your target audience?
My target audience is, like... It goes all the way from like 13 to like 24. But then sometimes I touch older. Sometimes I touch older people.
Wait, I can't finish that sentence. It's literally 18 to like 30 or like, I've seen like 60 one time.
I think sometimes what you might forget is that your video, you got to think about who's going to find your video funny.
Yeah.
So for example, if it's something like, what's that? Mizzy? Remember Mizzy?
Yeah.
Like, my gen is thinking that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So we might watch it to be like, what's he doing? But we're not watching it to consume the content.
Whereas
maybe the younger gen or some people would be like, oh, that's wavy, you know. Nah, it's not.
But me personally, I don't care who I get love from, innit? You know what I'm saying? I make some videos that are suited to Instagram because the audience is going to be a bit older. Yeah. So if my dad sees a video and finds it funny, I know I've done well, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then some things are suited to TikTok, innit? But I'm my age, so I can only kind of really appeal to the age around me.
I think it's visibility and also what they're used to.
But then the thing is, a lot of people want to appeal to our age group, but they want to use older people to do it. Which I don't mind. I'm not saying, F the industry and, oh, they're not giving us love or nothing like that, innit? It's just, I feel like it's up to us to kind of cut through, innit?
Who's someone that is doing their thing that you can see, that you can see that, because that's where I kind of want to go down.
Naturally, you know, Chunks, like, Philippe Pinero. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm like Munya.
Munya and Modo Comedian are... Munya and Modo Comedian. Because them man, like, even just... You see stuff like you guys doing the R&B stuff and Chucky doing what he does and Munya's selling out shows and Mo's selling out shows. Yeah. That's levels, isn't it? That's mad levels. But in terms of content world, Chunks, Philippe Pinero, isn't it, naturally?
Content.
Mm.
Because you don't write your script, your content.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but our content's all a little bit different.
Yeah. I feel like he writes his ones.
Yeah, his thing is very, very different still. Mine a lot. I can't lie. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes my content's woeful art. Sometimes it's, I ain't posted a video, so I'm gonna chat shit for a bit.
And it works.
You call it woeful art?
I did not say that. Not even close to that.
What?
I said sometimes. Sometimes
freestyles.
Basically, I just said sometimes I ain't got no content out.
Sometimes woeful art. I was thinking, what is that new?
Well thought out.
Oh, I've always said woeful. Yeah, I was thinking, a new word. You know, I think I ain't heard that.
I kind of wish I said that. You know, that sounds kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds hard.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I said actually. I did say that. Yeah.
It does make sense though, because where Chunks, Philly, and Darkest and Harry have gone with their. Just being themselves is actually sick.
But the reason why they've gone high as well, because they've worked together as well.
Yeah.
Same with Sidemen. Like they just all they be doing each other channels, and then so then you'll see this one, that one, and you see them together.
When I'm chilling with the babes, is Beta Squad I put on, you know?
Yeah.
Somehow you're going to
simple.
Laugh.
No girls ever complain about Beta Squad.
Bro, their content is actually sick. It's family friendly as well.
I can't. Yeah. I've never put it on with a girl.
Oh, you don't. You need to. You'd be laughing, bro.
No, I never.
For straight to the R&B.
Not even, you know, it depends on whatever's on TV.
Yeah, no full play.
It might be a love is blind.
Nah, that's you.
That's you.
Yeah, you can
be talking about
I'm chopped before. You're enjoying the company. You're watching TV like, we should could have.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then when the thing comes, turn it off.
Yeah.
Then you spoon, man.
Every man goes through the same thing, you know.
Nah,
you
have a little drink.
Well, your head different.
The other ones, you're hungry.
The funniest is when you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you don't know if it's that or not.
You know, it's just in the air. It's just like
taking the risk.
No, but you come to your house more times, you know what's happening.
No,
but I was saying when you don't know.
No.
You're trying to set pace. You got stroke the knees first.
It's the holiday.
You got stroke the knees first.
You don't know what's happening.
What do you mean holiday?
As in like holiday, that's when it's like,
nah,
they come back to you. They come back to you.
AP, Villa.
My holiday.
No, 100%.
What do you mean?
You could be on holiday and say like, come back, but because they come back to the villa, they might not be on
retirement.
They might have a boyfriend.
No, but you're not mad though. You're just making me laugh. Yeah. He looks like he's seen pain. Like, he goes, yeah. The girl comes over, takes pictures of the villa and cut. What are you doing? She's taking pictures. You just watch her. Like,
girls are kind of weird, bro. Like, a lot of them, anyway.
They're even show, innit?
Yeah, they'll just like snuffle. Like, a lot of them will be taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we had like
snaps and we'll be doing all of this and then
skedaddle. Pictures of what?
Snap of like, if I'm with a girl. And I've just met her, with the man or something, they'll be doing a lot of recording of us together.
I saw a video of myself yesterday.
At my day party, one girl took a snap of me and said, "Your favorite content creator in my DMs. I've never DM'd that in my life, bro."
Oh my God.
Tried to rub you out and boost up next.
My friend Ski showed me and said, "Yo, you need to go." I said, "I don't know her from nowhere, bro."
Yeah, like,
but you're getting viral in that. She's letting people know that I know him.
Bro, literally, man. It's the aura, innit?
But that happens though. There's times when I've been on holiday, Dubai or whatever, the bottles come to the table. There's girls that are not really on the table. They're snapping like
you're
not
alcohol.
That one's an actual one. You pay for the bottles. That one's an actual one. I'm watching them nowhere near the table. Where have you been? Because obviously, you're not allowed weed there, so I just thought alcohol is different.
They make money for alcohol in the clubs.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to be able to walk on the street drinking.
A Muslim country, I thought. You can drink in the clubs, get shisha in the clubs. Mad.
Yeah.
Dubai, yes. You know what I'm saying? When we were young, 21, talking about Dubai.
I went Dubai at 19, but to be fair, uncle's there, isn't it?
Yeah, your uncle's pattern over there, man.
Yeah, now I'm going again, probably this year. September.
That's a myth for me.
Yeah.
At 21, 2020, that one we were talking about.
I'm going Ghana next week.
Greece and that.
Ghana.
Yeah, I'm going Ghana next week. It's on a random one.
Shit. Maybe like me, still.
Yeah. No, holidays. But holidays is different, though. Not Norwich, bro.
I hate you.
I want to be a slam.
This episode is going to be called Norwich, you know.
Yeah.
Holidays. I love holidays. I'd rather go on holidays than go out now.
Yeah,
like clubbing and wasting money. I'd rather spend money.
Holidays are serious.
I thought about family spending like 3, 4, 5 bills on bottles ever. Even when I have. No, it just doesn't. It doesn't stimulate me. I tried to. I went China White. Obviously.
What, David, in London.
Manny.
I thought so. I was gonna say.
I went to China White and Manny, and obviously they invited me and my brothers down for just PR. So they gave us a couple of bottles and that, and And the bottle that they gave us was like 4 or 5 bills. So they came over. They started doing the A. Girls started coming on the table, and then that was it. Like, I don't see the stimulation in that. After the night, I'm thinking, bruv, I'm 5 bills down for bottle. I didn't even drink. The girls I didn't care about. Stressed.
It doesn't make sense.
Nah,
it depends on the occasion, though.
Same way you're in Hyatt and you're spending money. It's the same thing.
But on a random...
Suya is a stumbling block.
No, but I can't lie. Somewhere like that, you got bare drinks. Bare suya or bare food.
Bare people.
Shisha there. And it's bare like you're with people that you know. On a table, it can be a hit or miss. You can buy bare bottles or whatever and you don't know.
And you know in China White as well.
Yeah,
China White's hit or miss.
No, but if you go to a sick dance.
If he was in yours now. Nah.
And there's bare girls and there's bare bottles, it's the same concept.
I've done a lot of tables.
I'm trying to go
on money this week.
I went clubbing once. I'm not doing it again, man. It's just pointless. It's a waste of money.
You know, he really is, man.
What's happening this week?
See the scenery, bro. I want to go Boulevard still. I didn't go China White last time I went there.
I got an event in Boulevard. Boulevard was dead the other day.
I got an event in Boulevard.
What's Boulevard, Manchester?
Was it?
Yeah. I think 28th of April. It depends what event is there. You can't just go to
Boulevard's the after though.
But you've done R&B 5 to 11.
Then yours
11 to 1. And then Boulevard 1 till 3.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm tired.
Wasn't R&B
yesterday?
When's the next one though?
In London. Yeah. I think it's the end of May.
I'm there still. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can appreciate it, but I don't like. It's not part of my mix.
You're gonna be in the looking lost.
Well, what's the age range?
It ranges from like 21 up until like 40.
That's cool. I wouldn't say 21. Huh? I say it's a bit older than that.
23?
No, there's some 21, 22 year olds in there.
What's scarce? Like 1% in there.
Yeah. Like the average age is like 29.
No, not average age.
I feel
like 24 upwards.
No. The data shows the average age is like 29, 30.
That's calm.
It's a sick crowd.
That's calm. But I can send you a playlist. Just rehearse before you go. You know Keisha Cole Love, though?
Never knew that I was missing. Man knows that one.
That literally was off though.
Huh?
That
the whole lyrics. Thing was off.
Yeah, I know that one.
Like,
lyrics.
No, but I already knew.
I know cheese and that.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
He's rubbing his leg like this. He's like, come on, let me sing it.
Nah, you don't enjoy R&B still. It's a little vibe.
Yeah.
Don't be troubling the girls though.
What, me?
Bare girls are, these young boys keep trying to move to me.
One thing about, Eli, you're on the same thing as me.
Yeah, I don't
move to girls.
Do you move to your sister's brethren?
As a banter, yeah. I genuinely think if my sister's brethren weren't my sister's brethren, oh my God.
I know them.
You could palm some.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Not like that. No, but I she's got.
What's the relationship like between you and your sister, actually?
It's calm.
Yeah, I like that. How many sisters you got?
I got 4 older sisters.
Were you the only boy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mad thing.
It's a blessing in disguise. Story.
So is Madame Joyce the age above you or is she older?
No, second. So there's, I don't know if I want to say, so there's B, Joyce, Grace, and then Alice.
Which one's Grace? Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah. His family's like,
Grace is your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Yeah,
I got 4 older sisters. It's vibe, innit? It's calm.
Yeah.
I know how to understand women.
So they're all older.
So what about the other two? They're not really.
No,
the
eldest one's a businesswoman, got her own business. And the youngest one to me is a writer. So she produced the Jace's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a producer for that and just working on some other things. But she graduated uni recently, so it's just kind of finding a grad job at the moment.
Oh, sick, doing some
industry stuff here and there. In the meantime, like, code writer.
You lot didn't keep it
low key. It's just people just didn't know in it that that.
Yeah. If you ask me, I wouldn't deny it. But it's just that. It's not. Shout I'm gonna put in my CV. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? If you
shout
know,
out Madame Joyce though, cocktails and takeaway. Yeah, there's man. A Ford back on there, man. Jesus, yeah, that man. Was a good time still.
Proper store.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You might be at the Adenugas.
Bruv, very you know, like, well the, could be
every
still.
Single, every single family member is doing something like.
Yeah. By the end of this year, I think there'll be 300K plaques in our family.
Wow.
I'm excited.
So, YouTube plaques?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got a YouTube channel with me and two of my boys hitting 100K by God's grace halfway through the year, innit?
Amen.
So then I'll be free. Yeah, I'm just trying to pace myself before me. Like, I've got people that are shelling it in our family, and there's something to look up to. Obviously it's similar industry, different aspects of it, different audiences and stuff like that, but I'm proud to
be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's motivating you.
I like that.
But they say iron sharpens, was it?
Iron sharpens iron with iron.
Yeah. Something like
that. What?
Iron sharpens iron with iron.
Yeah.
It's a Bible quote.
So
no,
he didn't go to church.
Yeah,
man. All good, man.
I was at home watching BMF.
I hear, man.
Yeah, I got the. Oh. All right, that's it, man.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.